Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Beings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of this evening. Friends, wisdom is knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. It's not just simply knowing more. And Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to those depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotion, all of you, to open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the heart and human consciousness. Today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations, each followed by a minute of silence where you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, rest. These are our watchwords, our signs. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect. Take time to ponder deeply, to meditate with images and thoughts about what you've heard. Or respond. You can respond in all kinds of ways, such as journaling or prayer or movement or any way you wish. And rest, just to simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After the three reflections and silence, we'll close with a spiritual practice and a group dialogue. And today's theme is just this, to help us reconnect with a grounding in the contemplative mindset. So with an open heart and a calm, centered presence, and a gentle breath, let's begin. Contemplation is actually a panoramic, receptive awareness whereby we take in all that the situation or the moment or person offers us without judging, eliminating, or labeling anything. It is pure and positive gazing that abandons all negative pushback so it can recognize inherent dignity. Well, that takes a lot of practice, and it takes a lot of unlearning of habitual responses. It seems, though, that we are addicted to our need to make distinctions and judgments. And we mistake that for thinking. And that is why all forms of meditation and contemplation teach a way of quieting this compulsively driven and unconsciously programmed mind. We are really so much more than our thoughts about things. And we will feel this more as an unlearning than it is felt as a learning of any new content. And when we meditate consistently, a sense of autonomy and private self-importance, you know, what we think of as ourself, well, that really falls away little by little. It's unnecessary, unimportant, and even unhelpful. And if our prayer goes deep, invading our unconscious, as it were, our whole view of the world will change from fear to connection. I hope you can see how contemplation is foundational anything else you do spiritually. And in meditation and contemplation, we move from our ego consciousness to soul awareness. We move from being fear-driven to being love-drawn. So if we can allow the someone else to lead us in this dance, then we will live with a new vitality, a natural gracefulness, and we'll live inside of a flow that we didn't create. It really is the life of the Trinity spinning through us. Now, friends, the spiritual journey is a constant interplay between moments of awe followed by a process of surrender to that moment. Awe before the utterly undeserved and unexpected, and some sweet surrender to the fact that it might just be true. We must first allow ourselves to be captured by the goodness, truth, or beauty of something beyond and outside ourselves. Then we can universalize from that moment to the goodness, truth, and beauty of the rest of reality, until our realization eventually ricochets back to include ourselves. Yes, indeed, it is the divine dance. And it is the great inner dialogue that we call prayer. Yet, we humans, we seem to resist both the awe and even more the surrender. But both together are vital. And so we got to practice. And the way to any universal idea is to actually proceed through a concrete encounter. Because the one is the way to the many. The specific is the way to the spacious. The now is the way to the always. The here is the way to the everywhere. The material is the way to the spiritual. The visible is the way to the invisible. So when we learn to see contemplatively, that's when we know that we live in a fully sacramental universe where everything is an epiphany. Now, friends, philosophers will tend toward universals, and poets love particulars. But mystics and contemplative practice teach us how to encompass both the universals and the particulars. So let us enter into the silence to encompass this, to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Now, friends, true prayer, it starts with a positive yes and a surrender to God, by whatever name you use, and to reality. What we need is the power to surrender the will and to trust what is, not willpower, to actively oppose something, actually engages with it and gives it energy. And that's why good spiritual teachers say, what you resist, persist. This is also foundational to nonviolence. But our first energy has to be yes energy. From there we can move and build and proceed. We must choose the positive, which is to choose love. And when we do that, we need to rest there for a minimum of 15 conscious seconds. It takes that long for positivity to imprint in the neurons. And the real learning curve happens when we can admit we're having a thought or feeling and see that it's empty, that it's passing, that it's part of a fantasy that has no final reality except as a lesson. So we must listen honestly to ourselves, to listen to whatever thought or feeling arises. Listen just long enough to ask, what is this saying about me that I need to entertain this negative, accusatory, or lustful thought? And we don't have to hate or condemn ourselves for a thought or feeling. But we do have to let it yield its wisdom. If we can allow our thoughts and our feelings to pass through us, neither clinging to them or opposing them, and without ever expecting perfect success, then we will come to a deeper, wider, and wiser place. Even our inability to fully succeed is, in itself, another wonderful lesson. During our work and other activities, even during our reading and writing, no matter how spiritual, even during our external devotions and vocal prayers, we must stop for a brief moment, as often as we can, to love God deep in our heart, to savor them, even though this is brief and in secret. Because we can offer God no greater evidence of our faithfulness than by frequently detaching and turning from all things created so we can enjoy their creator for a single moment. Wisdom, the mother of all spiritual strengths, will be your guide. And friends, it is a common oversight among spiritually minded people not to turn from outside engagements from time to time to God within ourselves and enjoy in peace some small moments of their divine presence. God is really living in our hearts, and we must honor, love, and serve them in spirit and in truth. We must carefully consider what qualities we most need to be kind. And at the moment of our struggle, we must turn back to God with complete confidence. Be still in the presence of divine majesty. Respect God humbly, telling them our heartaches and our weaknesses and asking them lovingly for the help of their grace. This is how, in our fragility, we find God in our strength. So let us enter into the fragility of silence to find God in our strength to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Now, contemplation is a kind of seeing that includes recognizing and thus appreciating. The contemplative mind does not tell us what to see, but teaches us how to see what we behold. We learn this contemplative mind, this deep, mysterious, and life-giving way of seeing and of being with reality. We do it momentarily in states of great love and great suffering. To begin to see with new eyes, we must observe and usually be humiliated by the habitual way we encounter each and every moment. And it's radical amazement, that sense of wow about the world. That's the root of spirituality. It's the kind of thing that people often experience in nature, at the proverbial mountaintop when walking in the woods or seeing a gorgeous view of the ocean. And it's also about bringing that sense of awe into the little things we often take for granted or consider part of the background of our lives. And this includes the flowers on the side of the road, the taste of ice cream in our mouths, or to find a really, really good stick on the ground. And it includes things we generally don't even think of as pleasures, like warm soapy water on our hands as we wash dishes. Contemplation is simply a way of maintaining the fruits of great love and great suffering over the long haul and in different situations. And that takes a lot of practice. In fact, our whole life becomes one continual practice. And yes, each moment is an opportunity to see things as they are and receive the gift of divine presence. And the real gift of contemplative practice is to be happy and content, even while we're sitting on the porch, looking at a rock, or when we can see, accept, and say that every single act of creation is just this, and thus allow it to work its wonder on us. So friends, go learn in joy and rest and inner contentment and positivity, a full reservoir of fresh water, both before success and after failure. Then we have the treasure that no one can take from us or give to us. We will be ready to be captured by many moments of awe. And we will be capable of the surrender that brings both foundational union and joy. The whole process most often begins by one long relished moment of awe, one fully sincere moment of seeing and saying just this. As I am taking in, eating, and drinking God's creation, I feel satisfied. I am letting myself live in its beauty without needing to own it or control it or secure it for tomorrow. I'm seeing it as it really is seeing. And that is enough. It is enough to really see. To see I am present to this moment. And that, just this, brings joy. So to really see, we step into the silence and we resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Friends, thank you for your presence and your loving kindness during those reflections. Our spiritual practice this week is based on Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." So let me just offer you a little instruction, because you can do this at any time. You just find you a quiet place. You gently close your eyes and take a few breaths. And we're going to pray this psalm in five consecutively diminishing sentences. You can say them either aloud or to yourself. Just take a breath. Be still. You can repeat after me. Be still and know that I am God. Take a couple of deep breaths. Be still and know that I am. couple of breaths. Be still and know. A couple of breaths. Be still. Breathe. Be. From there, you rest in the silence, breathing in and out. Richard Rohr says that we meditate until we come to that point of that foundational yes. Sometimes it comes in a couple of minutes. And sometimes by the end of our 20-minute meditation, it hasn't come. So I hope you will find a time in the coming week to enter into that practice. Well, friends, this is where we say goodnight to our YouTube and podcast listeners and wish them well. And we like to remind everyone that love is the way, that you are love. You were made with love, as love, in love. You are love. So just stay awesome and be love, and we hope to see you again soon.